Hello and welcome. This is James Maduke speaking, the author of 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing, and a lot of other video tutorials, audio tutorials, interviews, books, information designed specifically to help you start, build, and grow your own business. And what I'm going to do in this particular session is I'm going to give you a brief introduction to the My Small Biz Marketing Map. And this is basically the 10-step process that you can use to start, build, and grow your business online, and in fact offline. The process still works offline. And we're going to take a quick run through it. This is actually, I'm in the software called Concept Draw, which does mind maps, and this is how I set this PDF copy that you have downloaded up, but I wanted you to see behind the scenes what happens, and in fact, how this can work for you. I'm really excited about this because I've tried to make this process, it's a cyclical process, try and make it into 10 steps as simple for you to follow, but more importantly, give you all the information that you need to get that working business happening for you. And you know, one of the things I want to state up front is that we're going to cover a lot of things in this marketing process, and I want you to understand that you don't have to do them all personally, but your business will. Your business will. This isn't a marketing, you know, it's not a marketing process for you, it's a marketing process for your business. My goal for you is to build a business, something that is replicating and duplicatable so that you can take it and snap it into any particular niche market you want, but more importantly, you can use it for as many businesses as you want. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick look through the pieces of the process, and just bear in mind that the way that this works is that your map, any word that you see on the map, for example, if you click on Get Set Up, you'll see that the pointer is a little bit different. It opens up a page and a video. So all of these processes have video, step-by-step video tutorials that walk you through them. And I'm going to go through the 10 steps here. Of course, there's a lot more to this, and I'll show you at the end of the video what you're actually getting yourself into in terms of starting a business, but I just want to go through these 10 steps. Now, early 2000, well actually it was near 2000, I coined a term called hub and spoke marketing. And I in fact wrote about that in the 52 Secrets book, Hub and Spoke Marketing. And in fact, what I want you to do is look right in the middle here. Number one says, how do you want your life and your business to run? And in this particular case, what I want you to understand is that you've got to make some decisions up front. What is the goal for you personally? What is the goal for your business? How much time, energy, and effort do you want to be putting into your business? How big do you want to grow it? What kind of customers do you want to serve? So you've got to be really clear up front what it is that you're trying to do. What's the outcome, the result that you're gearing up for? And if you don't do that first, none of the other pieces make sense. You're going to be floundering all over the place. You know, there's an old phrase that always says, always start with the end in mind. Always start with the end in mind. So you've got to have a really clear picture in this whole first section, that first step. There's a number of videos, and in fact, there's a 50-page workbook that included in there on setting the goals that you want for yourself and your business. See, I personally believe it's not enough to have goals for your business, and it's not enough to have goals for yourself. I think they're combined. You have to work them together because, in fact, it's a lifestyle that you're getting yourself into with your own small business, and you better be pleased with that lifestyle or you're not going to put the time, energy, and effort into your business that you need because it's in conflict with the way that you want to live. So it's not just about money, figuring out, oh, I need to have $1 million by next week. This isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. We're talking about building a business. But that first step is you've got to go and say, you know what? This is the kind of business that I want. These are the kind of people that I want to serve. This is the kind of products, services, information that I want to be involved in. This is what interests me. This is what drives me, gets me passionate. These are the things that you've really got to get clear on in that first step. And after that first step, you're going to see that we've got an arrow pointing up here to research, number two. Well, what's research about? Well, we're going to learn, you know, you may have heard a term niche or niche marketing. I believe that, again, you have to have a particular business model, and more importantly, an area of business that's of personal interest to you. You know, if you have no interest in fishing or no interest in boating, you better not be in the business of selling boat or fishing equipment. If you have no interest in dental hygiene, you better not try and be in the dental hygiene business. It just doesn't work for the long term. Yes, you know, there's lots of people out there espousing that you find an empty niche or a niche, high demand niche, and you fill it with a product. I personally believe that it's not worthwhile to do if you're not going to be there for the long term. If you're looking for something that's going to be earning some money for 1 month, 6 months, 9 months, that's a completely different business, and that's not what I'm here to tell you about. You don't need any of those steps. You need a wing and a prayer if you think that you're going to get rich and be able to retire after 6 months. It's about building a business. So you've got to make sure that you have all of the research done and your business model that supports that. And in fact, once you've done your research, the next step is, notice it says verify your market first. It doesn't mean get into your business and start doing your business. It means you've got to double check and make sure we've got a red light, green light, yellow light. I include a whole bunch of steps here and some checklists that you can go through to say, you know what, I've done the research. Yeah, there's a viable business here. It's something that I can grow. If it's not, you got to stay on step two until you find something that gives you the green light that allows you to verify your market. When you're verified, when you know that you have a winner, then and only then should you start to get set up. And I go over in detail all of the things that you need to do to get set up. I think you're going to be absolutely amazed and delighted when you see how this works. But the setup is vitally important. Why? Because the setup goes back to how do you want your life and business to run. One of the things that I found is that if you get caught in the mundane part of running a business, it's awfully hard to build a business. You don't want to be running the business or have the business running you. You've got to be in position where the business is a separate entity onto itself, and that involves getting it set up properly. So that's step number three, getting things set up. Number four, build a hub. This is the whole process of hub and spoke marketing. You're going to learn how hub and spoke marketing works. More importantly, you're going to learn how to build a hub to start off when you're a beginner, and how you can add things called money spokes over here to a hub site that allow you to actually generate income and revenue for your business on autopilot. Really, really neat process there. And I'm going to show you the three different parts of the hub and spoke marketing system and how it relates to building a hub. And again, a really, really cool process that anyone can implement, explained in full detail in the step-by-step videos. Okay, now, got this next step here. You see a little arrow down. You know, we got set up, we started to build our hub. That's where we start building a website. And I want to, before I go on to this, someone says, well, you know, you can build a business without a website. It's a load of crap. You can earn some money without a website. You cannot build a business without a website. And more importantly, you're going to need websites, one of them being a hub and the others being what I call money spokes. And we're going to learn about that a little bit later. But you got to have a hub site. And the hub site, as you'll learn in the hub and spoke marketing process, is about adding quality content to your hub site. And that's a process of providing value for your potential customers and your existing customers. And the reason we're going to do that, have that quality content there, is the next step is we're going to add some traffic. And with that traffic, I go over 30 different components of a traffic building system, both online and offline. You're going to learn them in the videos here. Again, a detailed process that online and offline that includes all of the latest techniques and strategies you should use, pardon me, for things like social marketing and blogging. I'm an absolute huge fan of social marketing and blogging. And in fact, I wrote the book Blogging Secrets, and it's one of the courses that's available as part of the My Small Biz Marketing System. I put a little arrow in between here, and you're going to see actually when you open this up, there's a whole bunch of videos and topics in here. You want to combine both online and offline and local and non-local marketing. Very, very important system. It's about integrating the traffic between the two. and doing one thing. You know, we've got a content system. We're adding some traffic to the content system. What we need to do is we need to build a contact list. We need to capture email addresses and get in front of other people's traffic to build lists. One of the biggest mistakes I still see people make is they try and sell people on the first contact that they have with them. You know, we're going to get into detail about things like a product funnel and a customer life cycle. You have to understand that you're building a relationship with someone. You don't want to get married on the first date. You can't ask someone to get married on the first date because you're going to get an awful lot of no's. What you need to do is, in fact, you're not selling anything on the first date. You're buying something. You're asking them, more importantly, if they want to get into a relationship with you, in an information relationship. I'm talking about educating them about problems that they have or potentially have and how you and your business can solve them. So we're going to look at how do you capture email addresses from the traffic that you've generated to build out contact lists. And we've got a whole bunch of different pieces in this whole area of contact lists. Very, very special section. We talk about getting building lists, multiple lists, integrating your lists in your business. Not about marketing to people, but just capturing people, segmenting and cleaning. All of the things that involved around customers and building a customer base up. Very, very detailed in here, and I know you're going to enjoy this. So we're halfway through. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We haven't done any selling yet. In fact, we've been building relationships up to here. And in fact, what we're going to do in step 7 is we're going to start to do a little bit of selling with something that's called drip marketing. I sometimes call it event marketing as well. And what we want to do in this step is there's two things. We want to educate and make offers with automated touches over multiple channels. This is vitally important. And I think if you only get this particular part, and again, when you see the videos that are opened up on this section, you're going to be amazed and delighted at all of the detail that's involved in there that allows you to do just that. Educate and make offers. See, one of the things that you want to do is you got an email list. Let's say you captured someone. It doesn't mean get married right away. You need to build rapport with your potential customers. You have to get them to know, like, and trust you. And that is done by education. Whose education? Theirs. See, I'm assuming that if you've got a business, every business solves a particular problem. You have to find people and drive traffic to your list and capture people's email addresses by providing information that solves their problem. Once you know what their problem is, you have to give them some of the solutions or show them how that they can solve the problems they have, and you do that with some education. And you pepper or spice up that education with offers based upon the products and services that your particular company offers. Now, notice it says automated touches over multiple channels. One of the things you're going to notice on this particular thing, you've got this presented by first name, last name. I'm a big fan of affiliate marketing, and I make tools like this map available to my affiliates. And in fact, this is a template that you've done that allows my affiliates to generate their own personal branded version of this map to distribute to their lists. So it's automated touches over multiple channels. Now, we're doing some drip marketing, we're doing some offers and some education. Where are we sending them to? Well, generally I like to use events and info products. There it is, events and info products that we're directing people to Money Spokes. What are Money Spokes? Money Spokes are the sites that have one particular purpose. They're generating income for you. They're asking people to buy something from you. Why? One of the things that obviously is very confusing for people is I have to have a shopping cart. No, you don't have to have a shopping cart. You have to have sales pages. They're fundamentally different. A shopping cart allows someone who already knows what it is they want to buy to purchase something. A money spoke allows you to persuade and influence someone, enabling them to make a decision to buy your product or service when they don't necessarily know that they were going to buy it up front. There's a fundamental strategy there, and we go over in detail all the different kinds of money spokes, but more importantly, how to create them for your business so that you have multiple ways for them to purchase from you with multiple products and services. Very, very special process. You need to learn that because it gets into the last step, number 10. How do we convert people? How do you actually persuade and influence people, both online and offline? How do you sell people something? Because that's the name of the game. We're in business. It's not a charity. You got to figure out how to get someone to buy something. So how do you do that? We go into a great deal for online and offline sales training here. We want to be able to know how we're converting people, but more importantly, we want to be able to track that conversion and know what. Back to number one, update business model and research. We want to know we sent some traffic to and through this process, and what happened? Did it work? Yeah, it worked great. How can we refine it? And we do the exact same thing and we follow through. This is a circular process that allows you to do one thing: continually build and improve your business. The 10 steps are in great detail in the videos, so I want you to take the time right now, download the maps, click on one of these pieces of text that you see, watch the videos, or at least find out more about what's involved in the videos in the My Small Biz Marketing System. This is an amazing system that allows anyone, whether they're starting out and an intermediate or an advanced user, to really take their business to the next level. Or if they're just starting out, it's going to give them all the steps that they need to follow through to get started. I understand that not everyone's in the same place. We've got all of the resources that you need to have an online business and an offline business, whether it be hosting, autoresponders, tracking, internet radio, videos, live coaching and support. It's all here for you. All you need to do is start with number one: how do you want your life and business to run? And then number two, get involved with My Small Biz. This is James Maduke speaking. I hope you enjoyed this little video. Take a look at some of these links. You're going to be amazed and delighted at how easy it will be for you to start, build, and grow your small business online.